Okay, Sean, jumping on here real quick. Before we get to the episode, huge favor to ask, would you consider please leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast? It would be amazing. We would really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Now let's get to the episode. Jody, I have you back in the studio. You've been among the missing, and I said, you know what, Jody, it's time to take a ride to F-Stop Studio Rentals. What's up, Jody?
I haven't been missing. We've both been missing.
No, just you.
No, because we said we're going to take a little tiny break to get into season two.
Season two? Where are we now? We don't even know the theme, but we're calling it We Don't Know What's Going On.
What's going on with what?
With us.
With anything?
Are we married yet?
No. So is this going to be the episodes?
This is going to be the episodes.
That I don't know anything.
Exactly. You don't know anything? What's going on? I actually did post on social media yesterday, Jody. I said, on to Cincinnati. Do you know what that means?
I have no idea. Something with football, I'm assuming.
Oh, really? Jody, can I ask you a question? Personal question?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you hate football so much?
It's just annoying. I don't like reactions to football. That's what I don't like. If you're just watching a game, fine. I despise the reactions to football.
Was I upset yesterday?
I guess so. I don't know.
Well, anyway, the Patriots were playing the Kansas City Chiefs. This is, we are recording on December 9th. They played on December 8th, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the New England Patriots, and the Patriots got hosed, screwed, things I don't even want to say. I was so angry.
We just lost 15 followers, Sean.
I think we gained 15 followers. Anyway, so I was very upset. I was very animated as I was watching the game on my computer as I allowed Jody to watch her Hallmark movie on the television.
Oh, thank you so much.
Was it a Hallmark movie?
No, I didn't watch a Hallmark movie yesterday.
That's right. You watched the Virgin...
Virgin River.
Virgin River.
It's actually really good. I guess it's based off books. I never heard of
Well, this is where I stepped in. When I stepped in, all I know is that all I heard was, get on all fours as she's having a baby. Get on all fours because the baby's breached and they're in the middle of the forest. And I said, Jody, what is going on here? Well, she's a nurse and she ended up, she's working for a doctor. I said, the doctor has a tent in the middle of the woods? She's like, well, kind of. It's hard to explain.
Sean? That's not where the doctor worked. Like, get a grip.
All I know is, she's going to work for the doctor. Yeah, that guy who's staring, that guy right now who's breaking into the car and grabbing stuff out of it. I said, Jody, what the hell is going on right now?
You obviously didn't see it from the start.
Virgin River, stupid.
It's the same thing as I'm in the middle of a football game and I ask you a million questions of what's going on because I have no clue.
You don't ask jack shit.
I do sometimes.
Sometimes you do, but not yesterday. Sometimes. Yesterday you were angry.
I only do it, And you know what I really hate is when people say we. We lost.
I know. Did I say that?
We missed the
Do I say that?
Score.
I don't say we, do I?
We missed the score.
Am I one of those people? Touchdown? Field goal?
Whatever.
Extra point?
We missed the points.
Do I do that?
I don't know.
No, I'm asking you. You watch me?
Sometimes.
I don't think I say we. I don't think I say. I say the Patriots. I say the Patriots a lot.
Okay. But it's not we, people. You're sitting on your asses on the couch while these people are out there making the millions of dollars and you assholes are making nothing and thinking that you won or lost the game. Step up and go be on the team and make your family some money.
Okay. Now, you're also the same person who sits down and watches every Hallmark movie that came out, every Netflix series that has murder and
I'm
sex.
I'm trying to be an ambassador for Hallmark.
Because, you know, actors get paid millions of dollars, too.
Yeah, and people get paid to watch movies and report on them, so screw.
Are you getting paid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't see that check in the mail. Anyway, guys, we are brought to you by our friends over at Well Balanced. We know their mission is to offer the purest form of full-spectrum hemp products on the market today. Jody, have you taken your hemp today?
Yeah.
You damn well better have. That's why you're so calm. That's why you're so calm. And anyway, they want you to live better and believe the balancing nature of hemp is critical to the making this a reality. And I'll tell you right now, their hemp oil is getting stronger. They have some new products coming out. We're excited to get them in the process. We have some hemp protein. We got some doggy treats. Got a lot of good stuff coming, right, Jody?
Can we give a lot to our dog?
We can give a lot to our dog. Maybe she'll overdose.
You can't overdose on CBD, Sean. Get it straight.
Damn it.
Oh, my God. So what are we doing today?
I think we're just going to talk about movies and sports.
No, I don't want to talk about movies and sports.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about kind of a theme, kind of what's going on with us. Maybe a little, I think we're both getting our health in order a little bit. Not that it's kind of gone out of whack, but we're really kind of focusing on it a little bit more.
It was a crazy year, honestly. It was a crazy year.
It was a good time.
You know, your dad passed away. It was just kind of a crazy time since last year.
Our son left us.
My son left me.
He's our son.
My son.
Oh, he's really your son.
All three of them are mine.
Okay, you can have them. I will say, we'll go back to it, but go ahead.
No, so, you know, it's been like a weird year. It really has, and I'm actually really looking forward to the new year and just kind of starting fresh, but when I get stressed or, you know, don't take care of myself, I get super sick. So because of my thyroid stuff, because of just, you know, things of getting older, I get really sick. So I had to buckle down. So I took everything out like I know how. And it's not a fun process to take everything out of your diet, but I did. And I went back to, I think we talked about it a little bit because I was when we were talking to Chris, remember I said, oh, do you have the vegan stuff?
We got into it a little bit, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I basically take out all dairy, gluten, meat, you know, all the fun stuff.
It sounds like a blast, but I will say it's not just a new year, Jody. It's a new decade, 2020. New decade.
Yeah.
And we're still here. We're still kicking. We're fighting. We're scrapping. We're crawling.
I'm a millennial. Did you know that?
You're a millennial, all right, Jody.
We were talking about that with Quincy because, I don't know, I said something. I didn't understand her joke or something, and this is our teenage daughter. And I didn't understand. She's like, okay, boomer.
Like, yeah, the kid thinks we're boomers. She thinks that we're a baby boomer. I could have punched her.
She's like, okay, boomer. Like I'm some old woman or something. I'm like, excuse me. I'm basically on the cusp of a millennial.
You're right on the border, Joe. You're only 20 years off. You almost had it.
Sean, it's one more year. That's a millennial.
I think it's like 83 or something.
No, it's not. It's 81. It's 81.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. Look it up. Google it. Millennials are 81. 1981. And we are Generation X.
Oh, we? Why? Because you're only 6 months younger than me, Jody?
And our kids are Generation Z, but Jet is Generation Alpha. Did you know?
How does that mean? First of all, what does Z mean? What does Y mean? X mean? Why is there a millennial and then this XYZ Alpha?
No, millennial is the same as Y. It is. It is. Okay, whatever.
Interesting. All I know is that, what are we?
Oh my God, I just said it.
Say it again.
We're Generation X.
X. I'm Generation X. That sounds pretty cool.
Oh, well. Okay, boomer.
Funny.
You might as well be a boomer.
And then so then Quincy wanted to FaceTime her grandmother so she could call her a boomer. Like her grandmother was going to get mad. Remember the psych that she's a boomer.
Yeah.
That she's not.
She's like, so does that mean if I say something stupid, you'll call me a boomer?
Oh, my God. Well, I told Quincy I asked her to ask her grandmother because her grandmother has, 12 brothers and sisters or something?
She's one of 10.
And I said, ask your grandmother if her oldest sibling is a boomer. And she said, no, they're not because they're so far apart in age.
Yeah.
That he's part of, the greatest generation.
The greatest generation. That's right.
And what are we?
Do I see a little face popping through?
He left. He left us.
Oh, speaking of Generation Alpha.
Here she is.
Oh, we're not talking about you, Quincy. Oh, do you hear us? The kids are here with us at the studio, which is, they can hear us talking about them. So they're like, hello. Hey. All right. You guys can come on the next episode. Okay. Okay. Bye. Love you.
I was just telling her to shut the door. She could come in. I was just telling her to shut the door. Oh. She misunderstood. I was saying you can shut the door. You just have to shut the door so we keep the good sound.
Well, you can actually say it. It's okay.
So, and also now for myself, I've been really busy lately.
You have?
Yeah. And I haven't had as much time to work out as I would like. So now I'm getting back into that. Really trying to focus on my health, Jody, my fitness.
Yeah. No, we've both been stepping it up a little bit.
My fitness game. Really been trying to get back into that. So, you know, and that's for me, it's, you know, unlike a lot of people, I want to gain weight. And so for me, I have to, you know, Jody makes me those vegan meals and
you
I
have
pumped that iron. I know.
You did not eat vegan tonight.
No, I don't eat vegan all the time, but I do enjoy it. Like for Thanksgiving, we went to my aunt and uncle's in the Villages and Jody made the most amazing, amazing dishes. And also my aunt and uncle did too, but I would just say the vegan dishes were outstanding.
Well, it was good because your aunt and uncle are also, you know, very healthy eaters. So I didn't feel crazy bringing all of my healthy dishes.
No, I think, I honestly think what I would say is, it's not is eating, so many people have that concept of, or that misconception that if you eat healthy, it can't taste good and all that stuff, or that it's so hard and it takes, costs so much money and all that. I think that's not true. Would you agree?
I agree. And I also agree, just saying the word vegan, I don't label myself as anything. I'm not going to say I'm a vegan because there's so many different categories of that. Like, are you a vegan for health reasons? Are you a vegan because you love animals? Are you a plant-based vegan? Are you a this? And there could be very unhealthy vegans. I can't, you know.
Oh, I agree with that. Yes.
You can eat, you know, processed food all day long and still be a vegan if it doesn't have any animal products in it. So if I was to label myself anything, I would say I am a mainly plant-based eating person.
Well, you're eating for health. You're eating right. for yourself. You're not eating, you know, we all love animals. We all, you know, but we also right. consume.
It's not
them.
An ethical.
Correct.
But it is. Yeah. But it's. I mean, it's
no,
nice.
On some level, sure. I mean, it's nice to think that that cow's not going to die because of you.
Exactly.
And he's going to die because of me.
And also, people do it just for environmental reasons. And I like all of it.
Actually, I don't even really eat cows very much.
No, like, you don't.
Ever.
No.
So then I like my cows.
That'll be fine. But I mean, I like that it's all wrapped in together, but I never want to put a label on myself or whatever, because, okay, if I wanted a piece of fish and I'm going to eat a piece of fish, or if I want whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be like, oh, look at that vegan something wrong.
There's
or
nothing-
if something got next to a somebody's burger or something, I'm not going to freak out about it, you know?
Agreed. And, but the thing is, there's nothing wrong with being a vegan. There's nothing wrong with no. eating meat. There's nothing wrong. Whatever you want to do works for you, works for you. You know, for Jody's purposes, she's doing it because she wants to be as healthy as she possibly can
exactly.
be.
Except for keto. I think that is one of the dumbest things.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
but we're saying it.
Oh, you, no, I didn't say
I'm
it.
I'm a health professional.
You didn't say
so
it.
I
said
it.
It. You said it.
I said it.
I don't disagree or agree. I just am right here.
I mean, that is just the common sense is out the window. I mean, come on. Number one, eggs are the biggest feeder of toxins and cancers and everything else in your body. And you're going to eat 15 of them a day. You're eating all this dairy and this meat and this. Come on. The hormones and the toxins you're putting into your body. Common sense is out the friggin' window with that type of diet.
Yeah, but they're not looking at it for health when they're 55, 60, 70.
Yeah.
They're looking at it for weight loss, looking how do I look in the mirror, how do I, you know, they don't worry about how they feel. Some of them don't even feel good. They just think, oh, I look good. That's all they care. It's the same people who don't eat anything and they just want to look good.
That's one that definitely fires me up.
Yes.
Definitely, like, come on. Just literally look in the mirror for a second and be like, am I using my common sense here? People just don't have common sense.
Well, I think there's so many people, especially when we had, you know, the gym and everything, people would always ask you, you know, certain things. And, you know, when it finally comes down to it, if there's 87 things in the ingredient list, it's probably not good for you. It's probably not a good thing. And it, you know, but that's also, that's just the reality of, you know, doing that type of job. You're going to get a lot of questions. But I think one thing that we've learned lately is that, okay, there's no reason, like you can still have like peanut butter. It doesn't have to have 16 things in it. You know, it shouldn't, you don't have, it should have like what, two ingredients,
exactly.
peanuts
and
salt.
And the thing is like people that say, oh, keto is because you have high fat. You can do a higher fat diet and moderate protein and lower carb. That is absolutely fine. If your body feels good on that, that is fine. But you need to be getting your products from, you know, really great meat products like grass-fed, grass-finished. Like, you need to be doing all that kind of stuff. You have to be eating the healthy fats, you know, not just counting your macros and, oh, yeah, this slab of butter was, you know, however many macros, but it fit into it, and I'm eating keto. You know what I mean? So there's a healthier way to do this stuff, but people don't see that. People are like, oh, I eat bacon, and they eat it every single day. You're going to eat pork products every single day?
Yeah, that's not good. I mean, I definitely had a lot of, I was eating a lot of eggs for a while, and now I've kind of, I still eat them a few times a week, but I'm not like I was. I was eating them a lot
but
more.
You're also not getting, trying to get yourself into ketosis.
No, I'm not. I want to get into hugenosis. Is that a thing?
But I mean, I think that people read it wrong, and not many people are going to do it the right way because, number one, it's expensive. If you do it the right way with your meat products and everything like that. That's why with plant-based, I don't feel like it's very expensive at all. Like, I've been doing a co-op. I'm getting free produce because I'm going to help out at a co-op. There's so many different things that you could do. You can plant a garden and grow your own darn food.
Okay, so let's just say, but when you say keto, right, what do you think people do wrong with keto?
Just eating
too much of like not like too much of high like fat like proteins like
Yeah, and it's not the good products. They're just going to their everyday, you know, dollar store. No, they're not going to the dollar store.
they're just
going to the everyday grocery store and not really worrying about what they're buying. All they see is, okay, it's chicken. Okay, it's meat. Okay, it's bacon. Okay, it's whatever. And they're not really caring where it's sourced from. And I'm not saying everybody.
No, I understand.
I'm not saying everybody. I'm saying the majority of people that just want to lose, that are so desperate to lose the weight. So easy, people. You want to lose weight? Cut your carbs. There you go. Cut your carbs out. Cut your whole food group out. Oh, yeah, that's smart, right? You don't cut food groups out and that you're going to lose weight on that. 1,000%. You're not going to be healthy. I want to see the study of the inside of your rotting body at the end of your keto journey. It'd
be
fun.
Well, like I said, they're doing it right now. And the thing about most people who do these crazy diets is it doesn't last. You know, like they do keto and then all of a sudden when they get off keto, it's a problem. Or they think they can sustain keto for 30 years. No one knows what that's going to do to you.
Or be scared of a banana or be scared of a strawberry because it's sugars or really?
Yeah.
These plants are living and growing and colorful and full of vitamins and nutrients and fiber and things that heal. Get a grip.
Well, let us know. Honestly, we'd love to hear from you guys. You know, have you ever done a keto diet? And do you think you've had a good experience with it? Or have you done, you know, any, you know, whole foods diet? Like have you ever done, I don't want to say, have you done a keto diet? More like, have you experimented with a few? And
now that I've blasted you and told you what I think about you.
No, I mean, the reality is, I mean, Jody's just giving her professional opinion. You know, she, you know, it's not, this isn't just about weight loss. This is about how your overall health is. That's what her problem is with keto. It's not about, you know, if you want to do keto for 3 weeks, that's great. But what's going to happen at the end of those 3 weeks when you have, you know, to be honest, what I know about keto is I think it's high fat. You eat a lot of protein and you don't eat carbs. Is that what it is basically? Okay, so I know what keto is. Okay, but from my perspective is I want to eat myself, I want to eat lower carbs, and I want to have more proteins, more fats. And well, for me, it's more like don't eat bread crap. So
exactly. You don't want the processed
carbs. I want to eat the good vegetables, fruits, all that stuff.
Exactly.
Which I struggle with.
Yeah, but you throw them in a smoothie. There you go.
Exactly. Boom. I love my smoothies. But for me, I literally want to gain. For me, ideally, I'd love to gain like 12 pounds. 12 solid pounds of muscle. Can I do that, Jody? Under your supervision?
No.
Thanks.
No, but it is. It's very hard because I put myself through a lot of stuff just with not feeling well and trying to figure out like what feels good for my body and stuff like that. You know, it can be a process. It can be a process. But when you think about it and you're just like, hey, I am going to eat for health. Research it all. I want to eat for health. Guess what? You're going to drop the weight. Guess what? You are going to mentally feel better, physically feel better. If you just say, I want to eat to be healthy.
Yeah, but so many people then like, and a lot of people even along with keto, with intermittent fasting, they think, oh, because I only eat an 8-hour window, I can eat whatever the hell I want.
Right.
Obviously, I mean, it's just, again, that kind of goes along with common sense. You can't eat whatever the hell you want for overall health. Obviously, if you think, you know, eating 8 hours a day on that time frame, you have a perfect thing. Yeah, you can eat certain things. You can eat whatever you want, but it's not healthy
right. Just
because you're eating in that 8-hour window.
And it's hard because when you are labeled a weight loss professional, which is basically what I was, you know, everybody's biggest questions was how can I lose this weight? And it's hard to look at somebody that's so desperate to lose 50 pounds or more or whatever. And then you're telling them to go the slow route.
Of course. Well, because you know, how many times did you see people lose 20, 30 pounds? We've seen people 30, 35 pounds in a challenge, eight weeks, 12 weeks, whatever it may be. And then guess what? They gain it back and then they gain some more back, mm-hmm. You know, and it's very defeating for us too. It's not just for them. You know, it's when you're trying to help them, Jody's trying to, you know, working her butt off to help them. And then all of a sudden, you know, the weight comes back or, you know, they lose 30 pounds and 10 pounds come back and they want to know, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing?
Eat for health. Eat for your future. Eat for when you're getting older. And people are like, well, I'm living now. You say that now because you're not sick, you know, but when people do get sick or people even like me have autoimmune issues or whatever, you get kicked into reality real quick and you want to do anything you can to feel good.
Agreed. Know? Well, I think, see, from my thinking of just seeing you with all your with the autoimmune issue you have, which is Hashimoto's, is that like when Jody eats gluten or when she eats dairy, things like that, like the reactions that get to her, right? But I think overall, I think when people say, oh, I have celiac disease or I'm gluten allergy, I think honestly, the whole world, I think, does not feel well when they eat gluten. I mean, just it's kind of common sense on that level too. I think
we're just more sensitive to it.
Exactly.
You know, people with autoimmune disease are more sensitive to the things that are harmful to people or make people not feel well.
Yeah, I mean,
and we're almost like you should look at somebody with an auto, even if you don't have autoimmunity, and you see the foods that disrupt their hormones or hurt their adrenals or whatever, be like, well, that probably isn't good for me either. You know,
because
we're sensitive to a lot of things.
Exactly. I mean, like, you look at, you know, what I'm saying is if you eat a bowl of pasta and then you have, you know, whatever,
in the hospital.
A fruit bowl, right? But I'm just saying the difference, even for regular people, it's still, you don't feel good. You're happy you ate that food because it was good going down. Once it's sitting in there for a half, all of a sudden you're like, oh, you feel lethargic. You don't feel good. You know, you're like, oh my God, I'm exhausted, whatever. You don't feel good. So common sense would tell you, that's probably not something you should have a whole lot of.
Correct.
As I just came in here and came in for my whole bowl of pasta.
You really did.
But I did.
And meat on top of it.
And meat on top of it. It was all, it was organic sauce though.
But at the same time, you do want to live your life and you don't want to be restricted. But if you're home all week long, you know, cooking for yourself, breakfast and dinner and bringing your lunch, there's no reason to eat like shit. You know what I mean? Just tweak a few things and just put it into your daily habits of eating well. And then, you know, have fun on a Friday night or something. Nobody's telling you this has to be the rest of your life where you can't eat this or this or that. No, for the majority of the time, think about your future and how you want to feel. And then don't restrict yourselves when you're, oh, I'm going out with friends. I can't eat this or I can't eat that. Of course you can. I mean, it's life.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, it's, you know, when people, you know, they go out to eat and they're like, oh, I'm just going to have a water and I'm just going to get the salad with the salad on the side, the dressing on the side and all this stuff. It's like, why don't you go into a restaurant that has food that the chef trained his whole life to cook for you? Why don't you enjoy it?
Well, now it's easier than ever because I still have restrictions when I go out to eat, but it's easier than ever to ask them to treat it. And it's still going to be like delicious. Or now, like, we go and search out like the vegan and gluten-free, you know, restaurants, and how delicious is that food? Or raw restaurants. It's amazing. Exactly.
Yep, they do a good job. They do a great job. I mean, you know, I know restaurants that they charge you because you want to eat healthy. I know they charge you extra if you want to have, you know, asparagus as opposed to whipped potatoes.
Well, because it's more expensive.
It's more expensive. I mean, if you want rice, go to the supermarket and see how cheap it is. And then if you go get asparagus at the supermarket, you go see how expensive it is.
That's the truth.
That's the truth, okay? So if you want to eat healthy.
Was this podcast supposed to be about me talking about food?
It just turned into that, Jody. You got very angry very quick.
Well, there are going to be some new things coming up, just even with me and just how, you know, gearing the business to go into those directions more, like helping people through a lot of health things. And feeling their best.
Well,
so
it's also, it's almost a transition into like, okay, you know, we started Millions of Muscles when you were about 30 years old, 29, 30, something like that. Not to date you, but just
to
say
that. Was that before 30? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you already had two kids, but just saying you were, you know, we were younger. We were fitter.
What are you saying? I see you looking down right now because you don't want to say like, oh, were hotter then.
Whoa. No, that's not even close to true. That's not true. You're beautiful as the day I met you.
Sean.
Jody Reith. Jody.
I see you were trying to be like, we were both fitter.
Jody, I was fitter 4 years ago than I ever was in my life. 4 years ago, I was ripped to shreds. Well, that's not true. But
no.
I was in very good shape. I was bigger. See, what happens with me is when I don't work out, I instantly become skinny, like a little scrawny. Like, I hate it.
Yeah, you're kind
But if
of
I
scrawny.
Work out, I'm a little less scrawny. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
But,
You should probably just take, what do they take? They shoot themselves with?
HGH?
I don't know.
Steroids?
Yeah, steroids.
Oh, steroids. Yeah, that's what I should do.
That's not full of toxins.
That's health.
That's not full of toxins.
Let's talk about health. Sean, take steroids.
But
take anabolic.
I'm also like a little bit crazy too because, I mean, I do sometimes go extreme because I want to feel well or whatever. And a lot of people are like, oh, I'll try to do that. Or if I say I'm going to do it, I'll do it. Like, I haven't even dyed my hair in over a year. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, I don't want anything toxic. Everything in our household is non-toxic. Like, everything. We get our products from a certain company, and I also make my own, a lot of them. I have all kinds of, like, plants that takes the toxins out of your house. So I get, like, super extreme.
We don't have furniture. We have plants.
Pretty much. but
fact,
you know.
It's all good, though. I love the plants in the house. I love going to, you know, the local farms and getting more plants every single weekend. It's fun.
We haven't gone in a few weekends, so
please. That's true. Hey, Jet, you want to go get some more plants? It's fun, right?
He loves it, and he always wants to buy me the money plant, so I think he's going to get me that for Christmas.
He is. You're right, Jody. How did you know that? You're so smart.
And my birthday, he's going to get me plants, too.
Oh, yeah. That sounds exciting.
Anyways.
Well, that's,
are we done with this episode?
Yeah. Well, I think, honestly, season two is going to be about health, fitness, some of the trips we're taking, some of the things we have going on, obviously what's going on with us in our lives.
We're going to have some fun guests on, too.
Absolutely. We always do. We always have fun. I know Chris from the Canopy Road wanted to come back on. He wants to be a regular.
No, Chris, no.
I said, sorry, bud. Nice try. Maybe we'll do our own podcast, me and you, Chris.
Yeah, why don't you do that and I can stay home?
Yeah, maybe. Well, but you have to do this one, too.
What?
You have to do this one, too.
Sean, I thought season two, I wasn't going to be here a lot.
So basically, this episode was all about how Jody hates anybody who does keto. So that's really great. I can't wait to do that. Can't wait to describe this show online.
I think we already talked about that before.
I'm sure we have. I'm sure people know how you're feeling on the great keto. But all right. Well, anyway, real quick. So we do our podcast at F-Stop Studio Rentals here in Brandon, Florida. If you ever need to do a podcast, they have a great deal going on right now with about photography and videography in that room they have next door to us right now. I think if you go to TampaStudioRental.com, check them out. Half off for the holidays. So obviously we're in December. So if you're in the area, I can't recommend it enough. The place is amazing. Come check it out. They're having an ugly sweater party coming up. So definitely check that out on Facebook as well. F-Stop Studio Rentals, and also our friends over at Well Balanced. Jody, I think after this episode, all the hatred you spewed, you have to get back on your full spectrum hemp products from Well Balanced.
That's why I like podcast. I don't give a damn. I'll say what I want to goddamn say.
Well, that's great. I mean, our friends over there have the Well Balanced.
Oh, did I? I messed you up.
You messed me up. Yeah, you told their hemp oil is among the strongest CBD oils on the market, Jody. So I think you can attest to that, right?
That's correct, and it obviously calms me down.
Jody, cue the music. You are so far behind. It's actually just, what? I don't know what's going on. Oh, you know what I mean? But anyway, guys, this is a longer episode than I anticipated, but Jody loved to talk, and it was a great show. Thank you so much, Jody. The music, you're killing me. Is it coming?
It's always on.
Thank you so much for listening to that episode. If for some reason you are not connected to us on our Instagram, go to permanent_vacation_project. Follow us. We'll follow you. Say hello. We'd love to hear from our listeners. That's the best way to connect with us on our IG, permanent_vacation_project. We look forward to seeing you on Instagram.